now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, smoke up, Johnny!
Yeah, baby. Good day, America, and welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It is toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they take us along for the ride each and every day. If Twitter's more your thing, at Span56, at BobBlack71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA. We have platforms all over the place. We love to talk about them because it's all about radio on the go. If you've got the devices, you know how to get the network. If you don't have the devices and aren't exactly sure on how to do it and you're listening somewhere else, Joe is here to explain it all to you. Joe, go.
All right. Well, get yourself some devices and start out by going to the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And there's also, on our homepage, a wealth of archived footage and interviews separated by genre. Check it out at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and a few you can't. Be they Android, be they Apple, be they PC, or simply go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel here on iHeartRadio. TuneIn Radio, very much the same deal. An app you can download to any device you can think of, and a few you probably can't. A wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces listen to the Spano and Black Attack and all the other programming on Sports Byline each and every day.
And on this International Beaver Day, if you happen to be protecting American beavers all around the world, believe me, we appreciate your sacrifice, and we give you a little taste of home, a little twist of humor as well.
I've kept an eye on a few beavers in my day. On the other side...
Couldn't resist that one, brother.
Nope. On the other side, we'll set the table and start knocking it down for a big Thursday edition of the attack. Keep it where it is.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right. I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know. Hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone, and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
And with that sage wisdom, we begin the attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. At Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA.
Well said, Bob. And we do have a big two-hour extravaganza for this Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. We got a lot of ground we're going to cover. We're going to talk. There's a bunch of NFL news. There's another sudden retirement, yet another sudden retirement in the NFL. There's some player movement news. We'll cover all of that. We're going to talk Masters at 10 after hour number 2 with Sports Byline Network personality Marty Terrell, our own Marty Terrell. The mouth of the Midwest will join us at 10 after 9 Eastern time. That's 10 after hour number 2. And then after that, we'll roll into the NBA as Sam Hinkie has stepped down as the president and general manager of the Philadelphia 76ers after 3 years. And we'll talk about why he stepped down, what he's accomplished, and what he hasn't accomplished. So that's pretty much where we're going in this two-hour extravaganza that we like to call the Spano and Black Attack, Bob.
Indeed. And International Beaver Day. You like that, huh?
I really, really do. You know.
It was staring me in the face. I was like, well, you know, I got to go with that one.
Exactly right. World Health Day, nothing. International Beaver Day, we're all about here.
And there you
go.
Spano
and Black Attack.
That's it.
But let's dive in, Bob, because I think that this is a big story in that it's a growing epidemic in the National Football League, and they have to start to acknowledge that they have a growing problem that if they don't get out in front of quickly, and that it's going to be a game-changing problem or a league-changing problem for the National Football League. And we have yet another one of these retirements. Bills linebacker A.J. Tarpley retires after one season, citing his third and fourth career concussions as the cause and his desire to preserve my future health as the overriding reason for his retirement, Bob.
And another one, you know, I don't want to say the term bites the dust, but the reality is that it is an epidemic. Not only the concussions being an epidemic, but now the retirement's an epidemic. And to piggyback it, Joe, J.J. Watt had a statement as well and said that he will not play the game as long as he physically is capable of doing it, that he will step off the stage at some point in order to preserve his health.
Exactly right, Bob. I know he has aspirations outside of football, things like acting and producing and directing movies, and he wants a career in Hollywood after he hangs up his cleats. But again, one of the game's great defensive players and one of the game's great players and big personalities, period, has in an interview yesterday in Houston stated, listen, I am not staying in football till the bitter end. I will retire before I'm physically unable to play. So I will leave this game with meat on the bone, tread on the tire, whatever it is. And as you said, it's become a growing epidemic. In the last two off seasons, we've had all of the following people retire and at least in part cite health concerns, whether they be concussion or otherwise, as big factors in their retirement. Chris Borland, and we all know about Chris Borland. Now, there was a guy just coming into his own, and he cited health concerns and said, I'm moving on. This is not the right future for me. I'd like to have golden years, and playing football in his mind would preclude him from having quality golden years. You have Patrick Willis. I know a lot of his had to do with the toe injuries and being able to play up to a Pro Bowl level, but there were other factors in there as well.
He left
before the age of 30. Pittsburgh Steelers pass rushing specialist Jason Worlds, another guy that retired right as he was coming into his own, cited health concerns. Jake Locker, a quarterback after only 4 years in the league and a former first-round pick. I understand his career up until that point hadn't necessarily gone quite how he wanted it, but he certainly left not because there were no job offers for him, but because of the health concerns, the multiple concussions, he moved on. Dan Connolly, offensive tackle Anthony Davis, and Calvin Johnson. That's a pretty sizable list to all retire early in the last two off seasons and cite health concerns and, in most cases, head trauma concerns as one of the driving factors in their retirement.
You know, but without exception on that list, Joe, every single one of those guys could have continued their careers. You know, now it may not have been at the level they wanted to continue at. That is entirely possible. You know, you mentioned Patrick Willis, and he was dealing with things outside of concussions, but he certainly could have continued to play and would have had a spot. He just wasn't going to be able to play to the level he wanted to. And, you know, it's an interesting point in that it's not, and we always talk about the drive to be the best, and when you get to the level, no matter what sport you're in the National Football League, just to get there, to be on a 53-man roster, you are – You're an elite athlete. You have done everything you can do to possibly get there. Even if you're not a star, you're still one of the best in the game at what you do. And these guys are stepping aside. Some are more financially comfortable than others, but they are making this decision. There's more and more of them. You see the statement by J.J. Watt. And even yesterday with A.J. Tarpley. You know, now here's a kid. He didn't make a ton of money last year. You know, he earned $416,000 last year. But he's a graduate of Stanford. He's a kid that's got a brain in his head. You saw his statement on Instagram where, you know, he presented everything out as to why, all his reasoning, his concussions. He thanked his coaches. He thanked the organization. And he's going to move on. I'm assuming that being at Stanford, he's got a brain in his head. He would like to keep that brain in his head. Now, he's not set for life, but he has an advantage over, you know, what the normal college kid would have. He didn't have to take loans out to go to school, and he got a nice salary for a year that gives him a little bit of a cushion to jumpstart his life with, and he's decided to take that step. I can't blame him for doing it. These guys more and more are just looking at it and weighing risk-reward and saying, well, the reward might be six figures as opposed to five figures, but, you know, it ain't going to happen. I'm not going to do it. I'm stepping off the stage.
That's a great point. And as you pointed out, some of these guys are financially secure and made a boatload of money. The Patrick Willises, the Jake Lockers as a first-round pick, Dan Connolly had a pretty long career, Calvin Johnson. You know, those guys very much financially secure, but you talk about an A.J. Tarpley. This is not his last job and can't be. Chris Borland, same deal. You know, right. So some of these guys, even Jason Worlds was just coming into his own. The big money was yet to happen for Jason Worlds. So it's been a mix of guys who set themselves up financially for the future and then stepped off. But there's also been a bunch of guys who left before their financial security was given to them, as it were, by the National Football League, and they're going to have to move on to other things. So the National Football League really does have a huge problem, and it's a growing trend, and it has to be a great concern for them. And if they, you know, because if the star players, not only stars, it's a mix, it's stars, it's role players, but it's an awful lot of names you know. And the realities are, if the players that are playing this game at the highest level won't stay and they cite concerns about their health as why they exit, why would any concerned parent on a grassroots level let their kids play football? The people we watch every Sunday, the names we know, the people who helped the NFL own Sunday. Well, they're leaving to go do something else, and they're citing the health risks associated with football, and they're saying, we don't want to play it anymore because it's too dangerous for us. So what parent in their right mind hearing that's going to say, yeah, sure, I'm going to go let my kid go get his head bashed in, and I'm going to ruin his future with the chances of him making the NFL and making a living at football remote, but the chances of injury and having his life impacted negatively later on, far from remote? It's something we should discuss on the other side and propose a solution as far as what the NFL can perhaps do about this to stem the tide. This is the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This is Mr. Neff, Nino.
Hello, Nino.
My name is Zucchetti.
Nino, please. Mr. Neff gave me a ride from the house. I told him all about us.
Why does he have to get told about us?
We don't have to worry about Mr. Neff, Nino.
I'm not doing any worrying. Just don't you broadcast so much.
What's the matter with you, Nino? Well, he's a friend.
I don't have any friends. If I did, I'd like to pick them myself. Come on.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. At Spam56, at BobBlack71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA. And with the retirement of another NFL player prematurely due to concussions, we've been discussing that and the fallout ramifications thereof. Not the least of which is on the Pop Warner level, on the Pee Wee level, whether or not the soccer moms are going to allow their kids to play football. We've been discussing this for a number of years. We've been back and forth on it. And it's starting to have the trickle-down effect. And, Joe, as you said before we went into the break, it's something that the league is going to have to address because they're going to lose their marquee players prematurely from the sport.
And then you start out by losing your marquee players from the sport, or some of them. And, you know, it's a 1,500-player league. You can recover from almost anything in the short term. But then what starts to happen is even parents that don't necessarily buy into the studies based on the limited data and the limited sample size, and they say, well, I'll still let my kid play. Now all of a sudden that same dad, along with mom, they watch the games on Sunday because the NFL owns Sunday, right? That's what they tell us anyway.
Yep.
And you watch the guys that you see wearing the jerseys for your favorite team say, I'm taking this jersey off and I'm moving on to another way to make a living because this is too dangerous for me. So if the studies didn't make an impact on you because they're cold and they're calculating and they're black and white and maybe they just don't have the effect that you want them to and they don't necessarily get through to everybody. I can guarantee you this. If you're a Lions fan and, you know, you got a six-year-old son and it's time to consider whether you want to sign him up for Pop Warner football or soccer or baseball, all these other choices that you may have, and all of a sudden you're watching a game and you remember, boy, there's no Calvin Johnson here. And he said, I'm retiring so that I can have some nice golden years and I leave this game with my head attached to my shoulders and all my faculties. And then I'm a Bills fan, and I remember that A.J. Tarpley retired citing his future health and his desire to preserve that future health. I'm a 49ers fan, and I remember Chris Borland and Patrick Willis leaving in the offseason. I'm a Steelers fan, and I remember Jason Worlds leaving last offseason. Well, if the studies don't make an impact and don't drive the message home and don't have you concerned, those that watch these games that would consider letting their kids play this game on a grassroots level, be it Pop Warner, be it middle school, be it high school, whatever it may be, you start to look and all those stars that you admire, that you pick for your fantasy team, that you root for, that you love, that you adore, well, they say, this game's too dangerous for me to play. So now you say to yourself, well, I like them, but I think I like my kids a little more. And if it's too dangerous for these guys and they're turning down all this money, how can my right mind, how can I send my kid to go play this at 6, 7, 8, 12, 14 years old? And the chances of him actually making money at this is quite remote. So what's going to happen is he's not going to get rich from playing football, and he's possibly going to get his eggs scrambled in the future, and his golden years are going to suffer for it. So how in good conscience do I let my kid play football? It's a huge problem that the NFL has to acknowledge, and I know they're reticent to acknowledge it because they're looking very short-term and they're being very penny-wise and pound-foolish. They're afraid of acknowledging it and acknowledging the link between football and CTE and concussions and head trauma and everything else, because they figure if we acknowledge it, guess what? We've got a big lawsuit on our hands, a big settlement, and it's going to cost us upwards of $1 billion. But if you don't fix the state of your game and solve the problem, it's going to cost you a heck of a lot more than $1 billion or $2 billion. It's going to cost you tens of billions of dollars based on the change of the long-term health of your game. So the first step in fixing the problem, just like in substance abuse or anything else or any sort of addiction, you have to acknowledge that there is a problem. So once the NFL acknowledges that there's a real problem, maybe they'll be able to get started on fixing this problem, embracing science, and turning this thing around before the damage is done and it's too late.
Well, you know, they have, in their minds, already acknowledged it by settling the lawsuit that the players brought against them. In their mind, I'm not saying it's right, they've already done that and acknowledged it. However, their belief, at least in the short term, is that the game itself is bigger than the problem. and it will survive until they come up with an answer through technology. Now, that may or may not be the case, but I often compare it to the tobacco industry and what they went through. You know, they never acknowledged that smoking caused cancer. Everybody knew it, but nobody acknowledged it. And it took the government getting involved to force warning labels on the cigarettes. That was the first step. Then television advertising, radio advertising. Everybody knows the drill. And hopefully within a generation, cigarettes themselves will go bye-bye, at least in America, won't overseas. The football deals with the same thing. And you talked about on the grassroots level with the mommies and the daddies and everything else. Eventually, the talent pool is going to be narrowed down to the people who are so economically disadvantaged that if they have a kid who happens to be good at this particular sport, doesn't have other options, can't shoot a basketball, can't hit a baseball, whatever the circumstances are, they'll be the only people getting involved in the game. And that's going to be the talent pool that the NFL draws from. But what you're going to have, and you're already seeing a big aspect of that happening now, even the best of the best who are still in the game, because of the fact that technology has not provided an answer yet, maybe it will, maybe it won't, they're going to step off prematurely. So even in the state of the game as now, the NFL marketing-wise, and that's what it's all about, dollars and cents, is going to have to figure out a way to short-term market these guys, but come to the recognition that they're going to step off the stage many times in their prime, a la Calvin Johnson. And then they're going to have to move on to the next body. And that's literally what it's going to come down to. The guys like Peyton Manning and the Brett Favres and all these guys, some of them may stay and they may be able to market them for the long term. But, you know, I'll throw an example out there, and I haven't heard anything that he's contemplating walking away, obviously. But look at the beating that Andrew Luck has taken in his time in the league. And it finally hurt him last year to the point where he had to step off the field. What happens in 2 years when, you know, Aaron Rodgers is maybe on the decline and Andrew Luck is unquestionably the best quarterback in the league? If he decides, you know something, I'm on my fourth concussion now. They can't put an offensive line around me. I've made more money than I can ever spend. Adios.
I mean, it's a distinct possibility, Bob. The marketing aspect, and I get your point about the marketing aspect, but I think the bigger problem here is let's get to the root cause. And you'd mentioned that in the NFL's mind, they've acknowledged there's a problem by the settlement of the concussion lawsuit. I don't agree with that at all. I mean, when you ask any of these owners, you know, you had the VP of Health acknowledge the link. And then you had every other owner in subsequent interviews or in subsequent statements deny the link and try and downplay the link. So they're still trying to shovel the stuff back in the horse. They're not acknowledging anything. And until you truly acknowledge that there is a link, you can't get to work on solving the problem because you have one foot in the damage control pool and the not acknowledging it pool, and you have one foot in the let's solve the problem pool. Until you put both feet firmly in the let's solve the problem pool, you're going to have a lot harder time solving this problem. And by the time you get started, it may be too late to stem the tide of damage that you're doing to your sport.
No, I mean, look, I understand what you're saying, but that's why I compare it to the tobacco industry. You know, they may deny it in public, but in private, they know exactly what the hell's going on. And you know, they're never going to put the public face on it. But like I said, if it comes right down to it and they hit the commissioner with the question, he'll say, look, we want to help our ex-players. You know, we're trying to solve the problem. Look at how much money we paid out and everything else. The owners will step in front of a microphone and go, no. We're dealing with all this. And, you know, we're not going to acknowledge this, that, and the other thing. But behind closed doors, the same way as the tobacco industry did, they know exactly what is going on, and they are fearing for the overall health of their sport in the long term. They're just racing against the clock at this point.
Right. But not acknowledging it in the public eye slows down your efforts to solve your problem. You know, there's a closeted nature to what they're doing, and it has a negative impact on their ability to embrace science and perhaps get ahead of this. And I think that's a far-reaching problem. So to me, And I understand it would cost them upwards of $1 billion or $2 billion, and I'm not taking that lightly by any stretch of the imagination, to basically concede that there's a link between football and CTE. I understand what that's going to cost them in the short term, but acknowledging that in the public eye and embracing openly all the opportunities to stem this tide could be the thing that saves this sport and the National Football League tens or hundreds of billions of dollars in lost market share. That's what I'm talking about. We'll explore this more on the other side. Take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. This is the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Richard here, H&R Block Tax Pro. April 15th is not the last day to file your taxes. That's right, America. The tax gods have smiled on you. Because this year's deadline is April 18th. That's three extra days for H&R Block to help you get every credit and deduction you deserve. Appointments are filling up quickly, so make yours now or come in soon. It's still refund season, America, but not for long.
Not everyone gets a refund. For details, visit hrblock.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
T-shirts! It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hey, this is great, man.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number at Span56 at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. We're talking concussions, NFL, and the health of a sport that, while not on life support, is certainly hospitalized in the emergency room and dealing with some major issues, not the least of which is the marquee stars who are going to start and have started walking away from this football game.
You know, you make an interesting point. I don't even think they're there yet. This is one of those where, if we're going to make medical analogies, it's you're starting to see some serious symptoms, but You're not acting on those symptoms, and you're going to wait until there's a real problem. And we all do that. You know, it could be in, you know, so, and this is, I think, the same thing here. You're starting to see some real symptoms. I don't know that we have an emergency room problem yet, but if we don't act on these symptoms and get out in front of them, we could have a life-threatening problem. And that's exactly what's going on in the NFL. We're seeing a spate of these retirements, and it's becoming an epidemic in many ways. And the NFL, I don't think they're doing themselves a real much of a service here by not acknowledging the link out in public and getting out in front of it. I think they're being very penny wise and pound foolish. And I know it's easy for me to say sitting here, it isn't my billions. But if you don't get out in front of this, acknowledge there's a problem, work hand in hand with your players association and medical science and these apparel and equipment companies to embrace science and mitigate this problem, you're going to go from the number one sport in the United States to the number four sport in the United States over the course of 20 or 30 years or perhaps even sooner. Because if you can't, because it starts with the greats leaving early. Then what happens when it starts to get on that grassroots level, and we've already seen it over the last couple of years on the Pop Warner and the middle school and the high school level. Kids are choosing basketball instead. Kids are choosing baseball instead. Kids are choosing golf instead. Kids are choosing tennis instead. Kids are choosing soccer instead, and I think that's going to end up being a problem down the line because we've all heard about the problems associated with soccer and CTE. So soccer may deal with this issue just as it gets into its biggest growth phase. But that said, if you don't stem the tide soon, it starts with guys you know walking off the stage. That affects your grassroots movement. 20 years from now, all those guys that used to be NFL tight ends, they're now NBA power forwards instead. Just a small example, and it kind of goes everywhere, and they're playing all these other sports. And all of a sudden, baseball ascends back to being the number one sport in the United States, followed by the NBA, followed by college basketball or whatever. All of a sudden, the NFL is behind those other sports, and they're barely ahead of hockey. I mean, it would take 20, 30, maybe even 40 years. But if you don't stem the tide, you're going to have a real problem. And stemming that tide starts with admitting, in a closeted fashion, admitting loud and proud that there's a problem here. We're going to embrace, you know, technology, medical science, and we're going to get involved with our players' union hand in hand and try and solve this problem. Because the problem is on two fronts. It's not only the NFL not being ready to acknowledge said problem in many ways out in the public eye and doing a lot of their work behind closed doors, which means they don't work in concert with their players. They work without their players seeing too much, so that way the players association doesn't see the acknowledgement of a huge problem. And then there's a whole it's all legal ramifications here, and that's what the NFL's dancing around. But if you hold hands with your players who are a part of the problem, how many times does the league pass a rule for player safety and the players complain, well, we can't play the game. This is no way to play the game. Well, we're trying to protect you from yourself, and when we do it, you get mad. So we've got to get both parties on the same page, not just saying that they're on the same page, not just saying we're trying. Get on the same page, admit there's a problem, stop bickering, and let's get this problem solved for the sake of all those that play this game and for the sake of the health of your game. Because if the game is not healthy, it's not prosperous for the owners. And if it's not prosperous for the owners, it's not going to be as prosperous for the players.
Well, you know, they're losing it on that aspect of it. They've already lost it in the court of public opinion. You know, the moms are against the sport at this point in time. The media is starting to backlash against the sport and specifically the owners. I'll tell you someplace else that they've already lost the battle big time, Joe, and that's with the kids. And I'll tell you why. The largest sport in the aspect of social media, whether it's being talked about on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever the circumstances are, it's not football, it's not baseball, it's not soccer, it's basketball. Specifically NBA basketball. It dwarfs the other sports combined.
You sure about this? I where did you find this?
I'm 100% sure about it. And the
did you find this? Was it part of a study somewhere, or is this
I was watching an interview with Adam Silver.
Okay.
With Adam Silver and
I trust him. He's nothing but class.
And Fran Healy, believe it or not, mm-hmm. and they were talking about just the aspect of how the NBA has become such a global phenomenon, and why it has become a global phenomenon. And they got into the social media aspect of it, and they dove into it, and they were talking about the fact that it's, you know, if you're looking at the spectacular shot at the end of the game, like we saw in the college game the other day, the 360 dunk, you know, the crossover dribble that breaks ankles, the various different plays that are identifiable within the sport, it catches the fantasy and the eyes of the young. And they are the ones that are sharing the pictures with their friends. And did you see this? Did you see Steph's incredible shot at the end of the game? Did you see LeBron's move where he went up over the 7-foot guy? All this kind of stuff. And, you know, a big part of that is the NFL plays behind helmets and masks. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there may be a spectacular play in Odell Beckham Jr. that'll be out there in social media for a brief period of time. But on a night-in, night-out basis, the NBA provides more exhilarating highlights that the kids are completely into. And it's not only an American phenomenon, it's a worldwide phenomenon. And
well, basketball is a global sport, much more so than football is.
Right, and it's literally each and every night. And the NBA is recognizing it, and they're exploiting it.
They're smart. Their commissioner's brilliant. Adam Silver is one of the very best commissioners in all of sport. Him and the commissioner of the LPGA are two of the brightest minds in all of sports, Bob, and they need to be recognized for that. Adam Silver doesn't take many missteps, and he's a class act all the way, and he's far from the Machiavellian-esque sort of commissioner that Roger Goodell is.
Yeah, no question about it. But my point being is if it's catching with the kids, that'll translate into the talent pool increasing right. and increasing and increasing. And the NBA has the potential to jump past the NFL at some point. Not immediately. It'll take 10 years, maybe 15 years.
Maybe 20 years. It was what we just talked about.
Right, but they can do it and they're on the right path. And you and I have been talking about this for 6, 7, 8 years now. Since this problem first started to surface and become public knowledge and not just private knowledge.
I mean, obviously, if you have a two-prong attack against you, you're in deep trouble. As you said, you know, we talked about the obvious on-the-surface aspect. Starts the players, that affects the grassroots movement. Less and less kids play Pop Warner football because they're not allowed, middle school, high school, et cetera, and over time, that drains your talent base. Now, on the other side of it, you now have basketball's the cool sport to play because everybody's on Twitter and Instagram, and that's where they go as opposed to football. So that's another knock on your talent base because those that would be allowed to play and want to play would rather play basketball. So as I said, all those NFL tight ends 20 years from now, they're all power forwards. All those speedy wide receivers, they're point guards. You know, so what happens is, You're dead on right. With that two-prong attack in many ways against the NFL, if they don't get to stepping, 20 years from now, they'll be behind the NBA. They'll be behind Major League Baseball, and they'll be the number three sport in this country. And the couple of billion dollars they'll lose in settling another lawsuit by acknowledgement will pale in comparison to the tens and hundreds of billions of dollars in lost revenue by falling off the top spot in the pantheon of American sports. So they really need to think about getting everybody on the same page and solving this problem before it has far-reaching effect on their sport. And it's important not only to the league and those 32 owners, but it's also important to the NFL Players Association and this group of 1,500 players and the next group of 1,500 players and the next group of 1,500 players after that. Because if the league isn't as prosperous, you're not going to make as much money. That's simple fact. So the NFL really and its Players Association need to get together and they need to do something about it. And they have to get more aggressive in finding ways to mitigate this problem. Because 20 years from now, they're going to wish they have if they don't. They'll wish they had if they don't because 20 years from now, as you talked about, Instead of being number one, they'll be number three. And the NBA, behind Commissioner Adam Silver or his successor, will be the rich sport in America and around the world, as it has a great global throw.
There's only one solution to this problem, and that's technology. That's it, period. They can regulate rules all they want. They can change the game all they want. They can penalize for hits, increase fines, suspensions, whatever they want to do on the surface, the icing. But the substance is going to come through technology. And they have to hope, and I guarantee you there's a guy in his garage right now that's mixing chemicals that he's trying to come up with the concussion-proof helmet and trying to make sure this happens and present it to the league. And I got news for you. It no matter who does it, the league will throw its arms around it and embrace it as quickly as possible. They can regulate and legislate anything they want. The solution is in technology. It's the only way it's going to happen. And unless it does happen, then it doesn't really matter what the league does. They are going to have a diminished sport within a generation or two, and there will be absolutely nothing that they can do about it. They have to hope that the technology itself catches up to the sport.
You want to know how to help the technology catch up to the sport? Invest some money in it. And once you acknowledge that there's a problem, you can throw boatloads of money into investing in this technology and studying, and maybe that speeds up the process. I can't promise you, but what I can tell you, instead of the NFL Players Association and the league fighting and bickering, get on the same page. Be united front. Make an effort to save your constituency and save your game, for Christ's sake. That's really all I got, man.
It's it. There's really nothing else to add. You know, they have their bed that they're lying in right now. It hasn't really changed from the old days. They just didn't address it when they had opportunity. But again, the technology is what it is. There is no helmet that can protect these guys from the concussions. That being said, they throw the money at it. They better. Because if they're looking short term and they don't, they're going to pay the price a decade from now, or maybe even shorter.
As I said, do you see them being willing to embrace this problem? I see them half-assed embracing, doing a lot of hiding, being very pennywise, pound foolish.
I think they're trying to buy time, bud.
Yeah, well, that may not be the answer. Embrace and come to the realization that there's a problem. You don't have time to buy. We'll tie a bow around hour one on the other side. We're Spano and Black. Keep it where it is.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Attack. It's been concussion talk, and rightfully so. It's a huge problem within the sport. We've thrown our opinions out there, and you can dial in yours at 1-800-878-PLAY. And also at Span56, at BobBlack71, and at Sports Byline USA. Joe, you know, we've discussed it back and forth. I agree with your point. I think the league needs to get out in front of it instead of leading from behind, as they're wont to do. Put the money at it. But, you know, my answer is it's nothing but technology. They can do everything they want to do. It's all technology. And until they recognize that, get behind it, and get behind some of these companies that are doing the research, they're not going to solve the problem. The problem's just going to get bigger.
Exactly right, and I think we both agree there. So if you get out in front, take your resources, which are vast, and put it and work in conjunction with your own players' union and these apparel and equipment companies and these scientists that make this technology, and maybe, just maybe, you'll come up with a solution. You had better hope so. That said, you know, I thought something interesting when you were talking about the interview you heard with Adam Silver about Twitter. The NFL realizes they're losing on that front as well, because they put that package out there of streaming media.
Yep, yep.
And Twitter is going to be streaming the Thursday night games. So if the NFL wants to close that gap between its relevance and the NBA's relevance on Twitter, here's a great way to do it, because you'll be going to your Twitter page to watch the stream of the Thursday night NFL action. So that may close the gap, and that may help them on that front. This concussion issue and this head trauma issue, this is something they're going to have to solve. Otherwise, everything else will matter little. Bob, that's a wrap for hour one. It was a compelling hour. As you said, we rightfully talked about the concussion issue, the growing concussion issue in the National Football League. In hour two, we're going to start out by talking the Masters. We're going to finish up with the NFL, talking on-the-field player movement, and then we'll get to the NBA. But right now, we're going to step aside for the news here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Then Bob and I will come back at you with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
We have momentum, we have a movement, and we're going to turn this country around so fast.
Donald Trump and Ted Cruz back at it again today after having very different experiences in New York yesterday. The GOP frontrunner looking right at home during a massive rally on Long Island, while Cruz unable to catch a break in the Bronx. Only about a dozen voters turning up at a Cruz event at a restaurant, and two of them kicked out for shouting protests against the Texas senator's stand on immigration.
Ted Cruz has no business being in the Bronx.
A suspicious wildfire along the Arizona-California border, more than tripling in size. Terry Jenkins says he was forced to evacuate an RV park he was staying at.
I think someone's saying evacuate. And I said, no, that can't be. I open the window, and I listen, and I hear something. We open up the door, and you can just see the flames about a half mile up the road.
The fire growing from 500 acres to more than 1,500 acres in the span of a day. And this is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Hello, I'm Aaron, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arn on why Americans should study the presidency.
People should study the American presidency because it's one of the three branches of government, and it's the part that acts. And so when the government gets ready to do something to us or to our allies or enemies in the world, it's the executive branch that does it. And there's some reason to fear it these days. It's an awesome power. But in addition, there's a series of constraints on it. One of them is there's an amount of time he's got, and then he's got to go back to the people. Another is he has to do things that are lawful, and he doesn't get to make the laws. And so a constitutional executive is a very powerful thing, operating under the constraints and for the purposes of the Constitution of the United States.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket constitution and declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
Minnesota and Connecticut being added to that growing list of cities and states banning state-paid travel to Mississippi. Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton issuing his directive and saying he objects to Mississippi's new religious freedom law that protects businesses that choose to deny service to gay and transgender people because of what they believe. Dayton issuing a similar ban on travel to North Carolina. In issuing his own ban, Governor Dan Malloy of Connecticut saying government should be in the practice of ending discrimination, not embracing it. The White House caught manipulating official video.
The White House is coming under fire for editing an official video of a press conference featuring President Obama and French President Hollande, removing where the French president spoke about Islamic terrorism. Craig Bannister of the Media Research Center told USA Radio News there's a question all Americans should ask of the White House.
They said it was lost in recording. Well, if it was lost in recording, then how did they resurrect the audio?
Bannister added it's impossible to recover audio never recorded, meaning the White House openly lied to the American people.
It's Jason Wirt for USA Radio News.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
North Korea may now have the ability to mount a nuclear warhead on a mid-range missile. USA Radio's Tammy Rose reports.
If true, U.S. military installations in Japan and South Korea would be within striking distance. South Korean intelligence concluding that Pyongyang's Nodong ballistic missile can deliver a one-ton warhead as far as 1,200 miles, putting South Korea, Japan, and U.S. military bases in Asia within reach of a nuclear strike. U.S. intelligence has yet to reach the same conclusion, but U.S. officials say they must assume Pyongyang has at least an untested capability to miniaturize and launch a nuclear weapon.
It is also committed to developing a long-range nuclear-armed missile that's capable of posing a direct threat to the United States.
Some of country music's biggest stars expressing sorrow at the death of Merle Haggard. He passed away yesterday at the age of 79. People who live in New Jersey say wild turkeys are terrorizing their town.
The turkeys have been known to harass mail carriers as well as block traffic. Courtney Lepchinski says a gangster turkey hurled himself through a dining room window recently while she and the kids were sitting down to dinner.
He knocked everything off the counters. There was mud flying everywhere, water everywhere, broke through the glass, and shards of glass were flying at us from every direction.
TNC officials called New Jersey Wildlife and Fish for help. And they sent an agent to a town meeting who explained that turkeys are more aggressive this time of year because it's mating season.
That's USA's Anthony Lucero reporting, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, where are the white women at? Oh, there you go. On that politically correct note, welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We've got a big second hour in front of us, a lot of basketball, but first, the Masters, as we're going to talk to Marty Terrell on the other side, Joe.
Exactly right, Bob. He's live from Augusta, and he'll get us caught up with all the latest. We'll talk to him about some of the favorites, some of the long shots, and everything else. So that's going to be on the other side, 10 after this hour, 9, 10 a.m. Eastern time. Marty Terrell, Sports Byline Zone in the mouth of the Midwest, will join us, and we'll get all caught up on the latest from the Masters. And then from there, we'll finish up with our NFL talk. There's some rumored player movement and some actual player movement that we should discuss that's pretty interesting and could have ramifications for some teams' upcoming season. So we'll get into that. And then at the back end, we're going to get to the Philadelphia 76ers and Sam Hinkie stepping down as their GM and president, Bob. And we'll talk about that and what that could mean going forward as well.
Yeah, no question about it. Hey, Joe, I managed to actually save a couple of beavers. They're sitting next to me here in the studio, and they're playing cards with one another.
Excellent. Well, we give them something to do.
Yeah, no.
While we're working.
Absolutely, absolutely. They talked about building a dam. I said, start in my bedroom, and we'll work our way in.
Very, very good. Well, I'm gonna go cure some disease on this. On a related note, on this World Health Day, so you know we're kind of even. You know, you'll take care of the beavers, and I'll cure a couple of diseases.
Yeah, the amazing thing is, I actually found talking beavers, which is you know pretty good.
Pretty darn impressive on your part, Bob. I can't believe the things they put on Time.is. It really, really is hysterical. And they got a holiday for everything. I saw that. I'm like, really? They got to be kidding me.
You know, so if you're in Beijing right now, before we step aside, are you looking at International Beaver Day the same way we are?
Probably not. On the other side, the mouth of the Midwest, Marty Terrell, Sports Byline Zone, joins us next from Augusta. We'll talk all things Masters right after this very brief timeout.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right. I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know. Hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24-7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto on the West Coast. We're waiting on Marty Terrell. We'll get him. Oh, we got him. All right. The mouth of the Midwest joins us here in the Attack. And in State Augusta, Marty Terrell slides into town. And I'm curious just about that before we get into the tournament. Welcome, Marty. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us. Marty, we got you. All right, we'll reestablish Marty as we go along.
Absolutely, right.
Yep, Joe. Masters underway. Yesterday in the par three, Gary Player had a hole in one at age 80. That's pretty cool. Following copying Jack, but the big three is down to two now as Jack and Gary do the traditional tee off. But Arnie has decided to step aside.
Yeah, well, age being a factor used to be the big three, the elder guard used to actually play all 18 holes that day. They far from do that. Now it's the ceremonial first holes slide out of the way, and let the young bucks go get into it. Bob,
yeah,
I mean, that's also a change over the last few years. If you remember, just a few years ago, these guys were actually young enough that they could actually play this course, not in their minds embarrass themselves, and they'd play a full ceremonial 18 holes.
Yep, no question about it. But we're going to try again. Marty Terrell joining us here in the Attack. Hey, Marty, how you doing? Bob Black, Joe Spano, nice to have you with us.
Hey, Bob and Joe, how are you?
We're doing just great.
Yeah, it's here we are, the mouth of the Midwest, sliding into staid, conservative Augusta, Georgia. How's that working out for you?
It's working out. I've been coming down here a long time, guys. And Tiger Woods notwithstanding, it's the Masters. And, you know, we're starting a new era. This is could very well be the post-Tiger Woods era starting. We'll see. I mean, you heard his camp this week, his agent Mark Steinberg, suggesting that, Tiger's not far away. But he's not here. And based on secondary ticket prices, the crowds, golf, no player is bigger than the sport, and I think this 2016 Masters is a full indication of that.
Well, Marty, it's funny you say that. You talk about nobody's bigger than the sport. Well, there's a group of young lions now that really are doing a great job of, in many ways, replacing Tiger. Jordan Spieth, Bubba Watson, Rory McIlroy, Adam Scott, Ricky Fowler, and I could name a few more. And I guess that's the biggest thing. There's really no void. We have depth on this tour like we haven't had in a long time, and we have some young and dynamic personalities that have really taken the torch from Tiger Woods.
No, I agree. And, a lot of people say, well, look at the game, the equipment, everything is transformed to the point where, 330-yard drives are the norm, which, maybe not that much. But, sure, technologically the game's advanced. But look, at the way these guys physically change, the way they over the year transform themselves, Phil Mickelson, guys, on the practice range yesterday, seriously, it was really hard to recognize him. He has dropped weight through the face. He said he wishes 10, 12 years ago he had discovered the power of nutrition. Here at age 45, especially a horse for the course here, he and the lefties, Mike Weirs won it, although his game's gone downward. Bubba certainly figures here. Mickelson figures prominently here. In order to compete, these guys weight train, diet, and take care of themselves like none other. A lot of them, really, the forebearer of that was Tiger Woods. But you're exactly right. The young guns here, Fowler, Spieth, Justin Rose is really starting to round into form. I think he's going to be a huge factor. The last couple of years, he's flirted with the top of the leaderboard. Wide open. And, you know, the idea that only four or five guys can win this, to me, is poppycock. I think there's easily a baker's dozen, maybe 15 guys who could find a green jacket being put over their shoulders on Sunday evening.
Marty Terrell joining us here in the attack from Augusta. And, you know, it's funny, all those names we mentioned, the odds-on favorite to win it is Jason Day. Let's talk about him a little bit.
Well, I'm going to fade Jason Day's chances, guys. He had a bad flu bug at WGC at the match play. He lost 11 pounds. He's been on fluids. He had some IVs. That's a lot. I mean, he's won six out of his last eight. There's not a hotter golfer in the world, but you're going to have a tough time convincing me that the rigors of this course and the rigors of this week, he's going to be up to it. So if you're betting, and if I were, I would be fading Jason Day. I think he has a top 10 finish, but I don't see him winning. I do think he's got some physical challenges that really haven't got as much publicity as I thought.
I think you've made a great point of illustrating that. There are some real concerns. Let's talk about some of these other young lions and their relative chances. We mentioned Jordan Spieth. It's always hard to repeat at the Masters. We've only had three golfers ever do it, Faldo, Tiger, and Jack. So, and he breaks his driver, his go-to driver, and he was working out drivers on the driving range yesterday. So I'm wondering what kind of effect that's going to have on him and what his chances are. You talked about the course being perfect for Bubba and for Phil. You got Rory in there. I mean, it seems, like you said, a wide-open course. But let's spotlight Jordan Spieth a little bit and his chances of repeating.
Well, I put him in a kind of a long-form version of what I just said about Jason Day. Jason Day's had the rigors of having won six of the last eight. A lot of demands on his time, and then the flu, which really did knock some starch out of him. I'll give you a longer-form version of that with Spieth and why I wouldn't take him this week, and that is because of having been a former Masters champion. Look, it's very difficult to repeat. I don't care if you're playing in the Buick Open or if you're playing at the, if you're playing at, you know, some nondescript tournament, Greater Hartford Open, not to knock my native New England roots. But the bottom line is to repeat any golf tournament is cumbersome. To do it at a major is another thing. To do it at a Masters, to me, is a whole other thing. And I say this in this context, the demands on his time. You've seen him struggle this year, the interviews, the photo shoots, and then he comes here with all the appointments of the Masters dinner, which is no big deal on Tuesday nights. But there's just so many demands on your time. I don't think we can fully grasp the level of distraction that a former Masters champion deals with, not only historically here, but what the defending Masters champion deals with the very next year, having won the tournament. A lot of demands on his time. So I do think some of that extraneous BS probably wears on Spieth. So I'm going to put him, you know, he'll make a nice representation of himself, but I don't think he's going to win it, guys. I really don't.
Well, we'll grab a pick from you here in a minute, but there's a character at this Masters that I want to talk to you about for a second, and he's an amateur. And this kid is named Bryson DeChambeau. And if you don't know his name now, you're going to know it in the future. Here's a kid that went to school on Bobby Jones. He has created clubs for himself that are completely different than anybody else on the tour. And his approach to the game is really unique, to the point where some of the people who are legends on the tour said this guy could change the entire sport and perhaps dominate it for the next decade.
You know, I saw his actually saw him during the practice round a little bit yesterday, saw the name. And the only thing that I noticed was the name I hadn't recognized, number one. Number two, had the asterisk, which said, denotes. And I know that story. That is incredible. I mean, I really don't. Here's a another nondescript name, not to get away from amateurs, but a guy down here who I've done some radio shows with and, you know, really pays attention. And I'll be honest with you, he's a guy that likes to fire a few quid into the you know, out legally in Vegas. He likes Danny Willett this year, and I believe he's an Englishman, and thinks Danny Willett is sitting on a big Masters. So, you know, this has been a tournament every once in a while. Len Matisse, the Long Island kid, you remember him a few years back where it came out of nowhere and then squandered it in the playoff. You know, this tournament sometimes has a strange way of yielding some unheralded names. So keep an eye on Danny Willett. But I did not know that amateur story at all. That's a great job out of you.
I got a couple of more before we let you run. We're a little up against it, but we can stretch a little bit here. I guess, first of all, I want to ask you about the weather. You know, sometimes the weather at Augusta can be as big a star as any of the players or the course. What are the expected weather conditions, and what style of play is it expected to favor?
Well, guys, I'm outside the course right now by Rays Creek, and it is 57 degrees, not a cloud in the sky, and these numbers are going to flip. It's going to go from 57 to 75 today. So they missed on the forecast. We did get a heavy, heavy rainstorm overnight, a lot of lightning, high winds. So the early players that are out there on that course right now are going to be greeted with pretty soft conditions. But, you know, they have that underground ventilation system. It'll dry out pretty quick. But the weather is going to be a factor as we head towards Friday and the weekend. You're going to get unseasonably cool temperatures here. It's low 60s might be the high. So you're going to see upper 50s, low 60s, but they're calling for 20-mile-an-hour winds on this cold front that's kind of moving through. You know as well as I do, that's going to really slick up the greens, number one. Number two, you're going to get the weekend pin placements, which oftentimes are in very tricky spots near undulations. And number three, you factor the wind in here. The speculation last night was, you know, double 10 under is going to be easily the winning score. And a lot of people think it could be one of these, you know, U.S. Open type deals where 6, 7, 8 under would be the winning score. We're coming off a year, by the way, where the winning score, if I'm not mistaken, was what, 18 under par?
That's correct. Final one from me before we have Bob get your prediction and your pick. Under the radar guy for me, now that we talked about weather being the star, you know, potentially being the star, Jim Herman. He won the Shell Open last week. He's off to a good start thus far. You think he's got a chance to have a say in all of this come Sunday?
Yeah, he won the Shell Houston Open. I'm not knocking that, but, you know, put him in the lead on the final pairing on Sunday. I was here in 1997 where Greg Norman, you know, went into the final round with a huge lead over Nick Faldo, and I literally got to the course halfway down the first fairway, and I saw, of all people, Greg Norman, who, granted, we look back at it, 2020 hindsight, had a history of choking, snap hooked his fairway, and the rest is history. I don't know enough about Jim Herman, but I would venture a guess the pressure of having to go out there on a final round, final 6, 7, 8, 9 holes on a Sunday afternoon at Augusta. I'll give you one. I like Martin Keimer. I mean, he's a world-class player who's only getting better. But my pick, ironically, is going to be Phil Mickelson. I just love the way he looks. He's a horse for the course. Lefties have a distinct advantage here. We talked to Fuzzy Zeller earlier this week, and we said, you know, Fuzzy, why is everyone making a big deal out of these portsiders having such an advantage? He says because they get that left, that right to left fade, and fading the ball out here is a lot easier on the left-handers. He says that's why you have these lefties doing so well, going all the way back to Mike Weir and, of course, Bubba and Phil before that. So I'm going with Mickelson, and I'm giving you Martin Keimer as a potential upsetter here.
Well, Marty, we appreciate the couple minutes. Give our listeners the 411 on where they can find you.
Just go to mouthofthemidwest.com. It'll kick it over to Marty and Miller, and we're heard with you guys like you guys are on Sports Byline. We're on weeknights with Jerry Burke on Sports Byline USA and American Forces and Sirius XM on Sports Overnight America Saturday night. And this Saturday night we'll be live from Augusta getting ready for the final round. Guys, thanks for having me on. I do appreciate it.
Anytime.
A pleasure. Bye-bye.
Thanks,
now. That was Marty Terrell, the Mouth of the Midwest, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack, Bob, and giving us the 411 from Augusta. on the other side. We'll quickly weigh in with a check of the leaderboard, our thoughts on who we think's going to win this tournament, some of the things that Marty talked about. Then we'll move on to the rest of the NFL news before we get to the NBA stuff. We'll also take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. We're Spano and Black on Sports Byline. You be sure to keep it where it is.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
That sounds crazy enough to work.
Yeah, might work. I wouldn't try it on the Augusta Golf Course, however. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. And good stuff out of Marty, my friend.
Absolutely, Bob. The mouth of the Midwest, I don't call him that without a reason, Bob. But he did give us some keen insight onto what's going on down at Augusta. We'll take a quick look at the leaderboard. Then we'll get into some of our thoughts on what Marty had to say before we go back to the NFL and then on to the NBA before we jump out the door on this Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Leaderboard real quick. Let's dive back into it. It was Jim Herman on top at -2. He actually just lost a stroke, -1 through 4, along with Victor Dubinson and Bard all at -1. A couple of other players at -1 as well. So we're going to pull up the full master scoreboard and kind of go through it. Not many have teed off at this point. It's very, very early. But, you know, you got Dubinson. You got a bunch of guys at -1. Dubinson, Weisberger, Jadi, Bard's down to even. Herman's back down to even already through 5. Boy, it doesn't take long And then bunch of guys at even. Trevor Immelman plus one, and a couple of guys really struggling at plus three in the early going. Tom Watson, amongst others, will tee off at 9:15. Ricky Fowler at 9:26. So you got a whole bunch of guys yet to tee off, and in the early going, looked like Jim Herman was going to get off to a rocking start. He was minus two through three, and he bogeyed the last two holes, and he's now even through five.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, Marty talked a little bit about the weather, and Jordan Spieth teeing off at 9:48 a.m. So, hopefully that, or at least for him, that'll work to his advantage. And, it's going to be an interesting day out there. He talked about the cold front coming in and winds and all kinds of good stuff over the course of the weekend. They're not projecting rain, at least as of right now, but, you know, cold conditions on that course, windy conditions on that course can wreak havoc. And, early results, obviously, but we'll be keeping an eye on it for the rest of the show.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, into tomorrow, we'll have a lot more talk about this as we'll have a round in the books and we'll have a feel for weather and, who's going to be the star, the course, the weather, or the players. But, we talked about all the usual contenders, and Bubba and Phil are obvious contenders. They're lefties. They're horses for this course, in particular Bubba Watson. Rory McIlroy, I think, is a strong contender. Adam Scott, definitely a contender. Ricky Fowler playing some great golf right now. Jason Day's had back issues, flu issues, so, I think he's a little behind the eight ball. Jordan Spieth under pressure to repeat. You talked about the young amateur, and he's going to be one of the stories of this tournament, and he's going to be somebody to watch, hopefully all weekend long, as everybody expects him to make the cut. So with that said, we've laid out some of the favorites, some of the surprise underdogs. Who do you pick to win this tournament, and who would be your surprise winner? Who's that guy out of left field that nobody's talking about that you think really has a chance?
Well, something? I kind of like Bubba. I like the lefty approach that Marty talked about, and, Bubba's won it before. He's been playing pretty good golf for the most part. Bubba's a little hit and miss sometimes. But if he's able to turn it on this weekend with his ability to hit it long and the fact that the course is certainly favorable towards left-handed players, I kind of like his odds of doing this. Somebody that you talk about a long shot, and I don't know that he's considered a long shot as such in the land of, his game isn't what it used to be. But somebody that gets overlooked quite a bit is Louis Oosthuizen. And, there's always a foreigner in the mix.
He's playing great golf right now, by the way, Bob.
He's playing great golf right now, and he's been kind of an afterthought in a lot of people's minds. If I'm looking at somebody that's not being talked about as such, not necessarily a dark horse, he's the guy. I kind of like his chances as well.
Well, that was one of my dark horses. So that said, and the winner, we picked the same winner because I do like Bubba as well. Lefty, big hitter. But I'll tell you what, if the course dictates hitting the ball low and being lefty, this is where Phil's got the real chance.
Truth.
And Marty talked about transforming his body and getting into shape. Well, that makes 45 a lot younger than 45. That said, and, it's one weekend. Anything can happen in a major. But he knows how to handle the big stage. Lefty is a distinct advantage at the Masters. He's a lefty. And he has a great ability to hit those low shots. And if it gets windy there and some of these weather issues become a factor, his ability to hit that ball low and get under what could be big winds could serve him real well. So while my real pick is Bubba Watson, don't be surprised if Phil is right there, or if wind plays a big factor, that Phil ends up being the guy that wins this one. And that would be a great story, and it would make for great ratings on Sunday if that's the case. You talked about underdogs, and I love Louis Oosthuizen as an underdog. I think he's somebody that has the potential to be right there when it's all said and done. I think another one, Hideki Matsuyama. There's a guy who's played some very good golf of late. I think he's a good fit for this, and I think Matsuyama could be a guy that's there at the end as well. Maybe a Martin Kamer, who I think who I think Marty pointed out as well. Those are a couple of guys that are sticking out in my head as underdogs types. But I'm with you. I'm picking Bubba. If wind is a big factor and that ability to hit the low shot becomes important, that's where I think Phil can shine and has a real chance of winning. I think I'm hoping that the amateur, Bryson DeChambeau, actually makes the cut and is relevant on Saturday and Sunday. I'm looking very forward to watching him play because I've heard in many ways he's revolutionary, a lot like you talked about, and I'm really looking forward to that. But again, very intriguing Masters all in all, in that weather could be the star, course could be the star, or the players could be the star. There's a lot of storylines, and I think it's going to be very intriguing, and we'll follow them all here on the Spano and Black Attack.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, an interesting thing about the kid, Joe, he is in there literally trying to replicate the same swing every single time. His clubs, he patterned it after Bobby Jones. His clubs are all exactly the same length, which nobody on the tour does anymore. And he shot 6 under at Arnie's tournament and represented very well going into, you know, 2 weeks later here at the Masters.
Fair enough. On the other side, Bob, quick wrap-up of some NFL talk, some player movement, and then we'll get into the NBA. We've got to get into Sam Hinkie leaving the 76ers. That's how we'll wrap up this edition of the Attack. Keep it where it is.
Richard here, H&R Block Tax Pro. April 15th is not the last day to file your taxes. That's right, America. The tax gods have smiled on you. Because this year's deadline is April 18th. That's 3 extra days for H&R Block to help you get every credit and deduction you deserve. Appointments are filling up quickly, so make yours now or come in soon. It's still refund season, America, but not for long.
Not everyone gets a refund. For details, visit hrblock.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
T-shirts! It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
They are who we thought they were.
Indeed. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Fun show today. We had a lot of stuff to talk about. We've done a nice job dealing with it. Joe, you wanted to talk some NFL and some possible player movement, and some player movement indeed, but go ahead.
Absolutely, Bob. I think the Raiders made another smart move and continue to win free agency. And sometimes winning free agency on paper doesn't always translate to success from September through December in the NFL. But the Raiders' moves have been very, very sound. They had a horrible secondary last year, and that lousy secondary lost Charles Woodson to retirement. They added Sean Smith to solidify one corner.
Yep.
They now bring in Charles Woodson's replacement, Reggie Nelson, to play center field. 2-year deal, around $12 million. So a brilliant move. You address one of your weaknesses. You solidify another spot. You continue to add pass rushers as well, and that'll help cover up whatever issues you can't address in the secondary. But I loved what the Raiders have done with both Reggie Nelson and Sean Smith to really solidify what was a suspect secondary last year. And really, with the Broncos dealing with some of the issues that they're dealing with, very quickly the balance of power in the AFC West is quickly tilting. And again, to me, the Raiders are the favorite to win the aforementioned AFC West.
Yeah, I think that's how it's going to play out in Vegas when the time comes. I mean, Nelson's a flat-out ball hawk. 8 last year, 30 interceptions since he came into the league back in 2007. And, you know, what was a flat-out weakness last season, Oakland's done a terrific job of addressing that need. And, again, you know, look, you win the offseason free agency, which they have. Maybe it translates, maybe it doesn't, but I certainly like the direction this team is pointed in. And, you know, again, I think Kansas City will have some say in who ends up on the top of that division, but I'm kind of in accord with what you've been talking about. Oakland looks like they're the class of the division as of right now, but we'll see how it plays out once the regular season starts. Denver's got some issues.
Very true. They still have a draft left. And they still have this second and even third wave of free agency after June 1st cuts to solidify some things. So I'm very, very intrigued by the Oakland Raiders, and I think that Reggie McKenzie and company have handled it brilliantly this offseason. You go to New York and you go to the Jets. The Jets are asking left tackle DeBrickashaw Ferguson to take a pay cut. We haven't heard a response yet. And it's to free up money to sign quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick. You know, these two sides are in a stalemate, in essence, in a game of high-stakes poker. And each side's going to have to give a little bit. The market for Fitzpatrick is basically non-existent. And the Jets would be best served by bringing him back because while he's not a franchise quarterback and should stop expecting to be paid like one, and while he had a pretty good year, the numbers don't really tell the story. He was pretty good. He wasn't great, and he was a little better than his mediocre past. That said, the best landing spot for him is the Jets. It's a win-win for both sides. Fitzpatrick really has no place else to go where he will be able to start and get as much money as he's going to get from the Jets. That's number one. Number two, second year in a system that he loves under Chan Gailey.
Right.
Why go out and get another journeyman quarterback on or about the same level and try and break him in again? Why not build upon the success that you've had, bring in Fitzpatrick? But you got to come to a number everybody can live with. And in all reality, for Ryan Fitzpatrick, that number is somewhere around 2 years, $15 million, with $7 million of it guaranteed, which in essence makes it a one-year, $7 million deal. If they can go with that, I think all parties would be satisfied, and he should get in there and just start playing football.
Well, you know something, by asking DeBrickashaw Ferguson to take a cut, I think the Jets and Fitzpatrick probably have arrived at a number. I think they have to find out how to find the money. And that's why they're approaching Ferguson about taking a bit of a pay cut. But, you know, what you talked about, his best opportunity, his best situation, his best fit sitting with the Jets. The message that they should be hearing loud and clear is here is Denver in need of a quarterback. And they're not making any effort whatsoever to reach out to a guy like Ryan Fitzpatrick. They don't see it as a fit. They see him as a journeyman, a little better, but nothing more than that. They've got one of those on the roster in Mark Sanchez. They're not going to add another one. There's nobody out there that's going to pay him what he thinks he's worth. He's going to get a little more from the Jets because of the success last year. I think they've arrived at the number. I think they just have to figure out how to do it. And as far as Ferguson goes, he was rumored to get cut. It looks now like they're keeping him, and rightfully so. Joe, he's got a 10-year career now, and I remember seeing him down at the Senior Bowl. The guy hasn't missed a snap his entire career.
Yeah, because of injury. He's never off the field. He's valuable. He's good. He's not great anymore. He can't justify this deal. He's been asked to take a pay cut. We haven't heard any reaction from him yet. He'll probably do it because the alternative in all reality is to get cut, and the Jets will move on and get another left tackle. So likely they'll work this out, pay cut, restructuring, free up some money, get Fitzpatrick back in the fold. Because as we've said, journeyman quarterback, more valuable to the Jets than he is to anybody else, but don't oversell that. The Jets will give you a couple extra bucks, but don't get this idea that you're going to hit the mother load because you didn't play as well as your numbers indicate. You know, your fluky touchdown and interception rates aside, completion percentage wasn't great, yards per attempt wasn't great, and if you watched him on a week-in, week-out basis, he wasn't great.
Right.
The numbers make him look pretty good. He was solid. But he's no more than a journeyman or replacement-level quarterback. And even in this wacky market, that doesn't mean you get $15 million a year. You get 2 years, $15 million, I'll guarantee half of it, and basically make it a one-year deal. If Bryce Petty develops and he's our quarterback going forward, great. If you play great again, if you play and build upon your success last year, well, then maybe we'll have to tear it up and see what we can do. But the realities are, you're not worth any more than that. There's no place else for you to go. Nobody else is interested. Take what you're going to get from us. Otherwise, you can either retire or take $3 million somewhere to carry a clipboard and wear a baseball cap.
Yep, an organization made that mistake one time. GMs aren't stupid. They're not going to do it again.
Well, exactly right, Bob. So we'll wait and see how that fleshes out. It'll probably take a couple of days, but I'm confident it'll all get done. That said, we now have to go to the NBA, and this is a big story. It's one we've wanted to get to all morning long. We're going to get to it now. Sam Hinkie steps down as the Philadelphia 76ers GM and president of basketball operations after 3 years. And what he does is he cites the front office structure changes. And basically, there's a quote from his letter to the organization in his resignation.
A 13-page letter, by the way.
Given all the changes to our organization, I no longer have the confidence that I can make good decisions on behalf of the investors in the Sixers, you. So I should step down, and I have.
Yeah.
That says it all. Jerry Colangelo came in, usurped much of his power, and alluded to the fact that he was going to speed up this rebuilding plan. And the long and short of it, Sam Hinkie was committed to a plan, and his overriding goal was to not be mediocre. See, the worst thing you can be in the NBA is mediocre, a contender for those last couple of playoff spots and getting knocked out in the first round or perhaps winning a round of the playoffs each and every year. He doesn't want the 76ers to be that, and that's what they had been before he got there. So he made the effort to bottom them out, and he said slowly but surely, we're going to rebuild them. And once we accumulate enough chips that we can start shuffling deck chairs and using free agency as our friend to close the gap between where we are and where we want to be, we'll do just that. The problem with Sam Hinkie's plan, he hasn't gotten the stars yet. The ping pong balls haven't quite fallen the way he's wanted them to, and he hasn't been able to acquire the kind of talent that he's wanted. 76ers fan base, and more importantly for him, the ownership got impatient, and they brought in Jerry Colangelo, and he decided we're going to speed this plan up. Sam Hinkie didn't like that mix. He was going to bring either his son or Danny Ferry in to share power with him. He wanted no part of that, thought that the way they were going to change the plan was going to make the 76ers mediocre, so Sam Hinkie goes away.
Yep, it's basically what it comes down to. And, you know, you look at the draft, he's had some success, excuse me, but the actual injury to the big man killed him because they would have a much clearer picture on who's capable, who they could move, where the value is. But you mean
Joel Embiid, correct?
Joel Embiid, and that foot injury absolutely killed the plan that they had in place. There was nothing wrong. And I you know, we questioned at the time, me a little more than you, why are you grabbing the big men? I understood why. You're going to sort it out. There were other players out there like Wiggins and other guys that maybe they would have had opportunity to grab. But the reality is that he went big. He felt they were going to sort themselves out, whether the value would have been in moving Noel or no matter who it was, they could have gotten value for that. The problem is when you look at that roster as it sits right now, there's just a couple of NBA players on it. The fan base is decidedly unenthusiastic about the plan. He lost the power struggle. And now we have to see what direction they go in. I mean, it's three straight years of tank, and they're not comfortable with it in Philadelphia.
That's fair. I hope that Jerry and Brian Colangelo don't think that making this team serviceable and mediocre is the answer, you know, just to placate the fan base. Because if you do that and you're not able to, build upon that and actually make them good, You cut off your nose to spite your face, and you made a terrible mistake. See, I liked the Sam Hinkie plan, and I understood it. The pieces that he was able to get haven't worked. You know, having to settle in many ways by not winning the lottery either year and getting Joel and having to take a risk on Joel Embiid, knowing his foot and back injury history issues. That was a risk, and we haven't seen Joel Embiid on the court, and we may never. You know, same thing last year. And I don't agree that he came up short in that because I love JaVale Okafor. And I think he's going to be a force. A lot of people are critical. There's talk that Philly wants to move him. I think there's a guy you can build around for the next 10 years at the center position. And I think there's one of the guys you need to keep. Now, getting some more talent around him and then getting to the point where you can sort deck chairs, you got a long way to go. But if for once the ping pong balls fall right for you and you can get a Ben Simmons or a Brandon Ingram, and if that'd accelerate this plan an awful lot and start getting the wheels in motion. And Sam Hinkie, if he had stayed and been given the chance, might have been able to see his plan to completion. I'm really concerned about what the Colangelos will do and how much they'll work at accelerating this plan and, as a result, make the Sixers mediocre but have them in a position where they can never be better than that.
Yeah, I mean, if that ends up being the case, then it'll justify him saying, hey, look, I got the raw end of the deal here. But, you know, the Colangelos have a track record too. So, you know, they're putting it in the hands of quote-unquote NBA professionals and a guy that ran USA Basketball. So management must feel comfortable with that. I guess on the surface, the fan base probably is too. We're going to see how it plays out. This draft will go a long way in determining how the 76er franchise goes.
This offseason also, they have a boatload of money. Are they silly enough to spend it despite the fact that you're nowhere near ready?
Right.
And can you find somebody to take your money? So I think there's some interesting angles here, and I think this offseason will go a long way in determining the future of the plan in Philadelphia and whether it'll work or not, Bob. We'll tie a bow around it on the other side for a Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spanos, and Roberto on the Coast. I want to thank Marty Terrell for coming on board today. That was a nice spot from Augusta. Speaking of the leaderboard, we're on top of it right now. Tung Chai Jadi from Thailand right now, ranked 41st in the world. Player, quite frankly, that I don't know a damn thing about, but he's sitting 2 under. He had a nice start, and, you know, we'll see how it plays out as the biggie, the heavy hitters are starting to get on the course now. And, you know, look, as we go forward, the Masters is always exciting. Everybody loves the majors. But, you know, sometimes a long shot does come into play. And when you look at the guys who started out a little bit hard, Dubinson's back down to even. Zach Johnson's sitting at even. Herman is already plus one, so his game is starting to fall apart. He's sitting on the 7th hole. Lyle is plus one. Larry Mize, one of the oldsters, plus one. Trevor Immelman, plus two. And, oh boy, Robert Strieb already at plus five. He's got issues going on. Oosthuizen about to tee off, as we were talking about with him. Patrick Reed, Paul Casey, Jordan Spieth at 948. So, you know, he's already there. They're a little bit behind on the update board. But realistically, Masters off and running. Weather's going to come into play. We know how it is. Cold front coming through. There's going to be winds. We'll see how it plays out. It's going to make those greens unbelievably hard. It's going to be like shooting on a pool table. And a lot of times that's what the Masters is all about. Well, that's it for this edition of The Attack. Hope you enjoyed it today. Like I said, a special thanks to Marty Terrell. Thanks to Robert out on the coast for getting it all done. And thanks to my partner, Joe Spano, for being on board with me. For Mr. Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody. Stay tuned to the rest of the great programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.